I'm now joined with Chinese national Lucy, based here locally on Dublin's northeast, to talk about her experience of living in Ireland compared to life in China under Chinese Communist Party CCP, and also about reports how allegedly China's initial cover-up led to the COVID-19 global pandemic. Good morning, Lucy, and thank you very much for joining us.
Good morning, Johnny. Thanks for having me here.
You're most welcome, Lucy. First of all, tell us, how long have you been living here in Ireland?
It'll be 6 years by the end of August.
And what do you like most about living in Ireland?
I'll say the people I like most. Well, I still remember when the first time I came to Ireland, I didn't know anyone here, to be honest. And then I was carrying two big suitcases, and there was I was taking a bus and trying to get into the city hostels, and there was a lady, Irish elder lady, was helping me. I felt really welcomed, and so I really like the people here.
Lucy, did you find it difficult coping with our changeable weather?
Well, the winter is really miserable, but I love the summer here. Before I moved to Ireland, I was in China. Guangzhou is in south of China. It's very hot in the summer. It's like around 35 to 37 degrees Celsius. It was actually good when I come to Dublin in August. It was amazing weather.
And did you find it difficult initially adjusting to a different culture?
Well, it's more exciting for me rather than difficult. Well, I think I'm very lucky. I came here for study and I got a chance to meet a lot of people in my age and hang out with them and go to different societies, activities. I've been so lucky, and after I graduate, I get a good job and work in an international company, and everyone was pretty friendly. So I didn't feel too difficult to adapt into the society. Kind of excited about the different cultures.
What do you think of Irish food, Lucy? Have you tried our traditional dishes, like Irish stew or bacon and cabbage?
To be honest, I still prefer Chinese food, but I did try stew. I love Irish stew and shepherd pie. That was a good one. Very good winter dishes.
And have you tried a glass of Guinness yet?
I did, actually. Well, I don't drink anymore, but the first time I remember when we tried Guinness was with a couple of my friends. We went to Dingo and we decided to try a pint of Guinness. I think four of us, each of us had a sip of the Guinness, and it was too bitter. We couldn't finish it by four people even. And then after I came back to Dublin, I tried a few times and then I started loving it. It was quite nice, actually.
So what do you think, Lucy, of our Irish culture? You know, traditional music and so on.
There are a lot similarities between Chinese and Irish culture. Like, people are kind of, most of them are a bit introvert and sensible and friendly, kind. Before I came to Ireland, I only know Irish people love drinking. But when I come here, I know there are actually, Ireland has a lot of history, like Newgrange and a lot of ancient mysteries, like the Blarney Stone. Things like that. It's quite similar to China because we have a lot of those mysteries in China as well.
Sounds like you've been really around. And what would you dislike about Ireland, if you don't mind me asking?
The renting is definitely, I don't like that at all. Could be sad rather than dislike to see a lot of homeless people in the city centre, especially during the winter time.
Tell us about the life in China, Lucy, compared to here in Ireland.
It's quite different. Like, especially I was living in Guangzhou. It's the third biggest city in China with a population like 13 million people in the city. It's quite different. Like, it's very crowded. Whenever you go out, you're gonna see a lot of people around you. And everyone is in a rush because the pressure from the big city and the speed, even just the speed is very different. In Ireland, it's quite chill and people are more relaxed. In China, especially Guangzhou, I feel like everything is faster and even the elevator is faster, just high speed.
And how did you find life in China, you know, governed by CCP, the Chinese Communist Party?
Well, I feel like in China, that governed by the Chinese Communist Party, we are not really encouraged to talk about politics and care about the society. We are more encouraged to make money, to live a more like a materialist life.
Okay, and how strict though was it there in terms of, you know, what you're allowed to do and what not to do?
Really depends on the things. You are not really supposed to say anything bad about the government or the president. No protest. Like, we can see protests all the time on O'Connell Street in Ireland, in Dublin, but you can rarely see any protests in China. You're not allowed to talk about Tiananmen Square, 1989. Definitely, you are not allowed to practice Falun Gong. I don't know if you heard of Falun Gong. It's a Chinese meditation practice, but it was banned since 1999. I have a cousin, his wife was practicing Falun Gong, and she was arrested just because of practicing Falun Gong.
And Lucy, what were the main restrictions, you know, for living under a communist regime in terms of, you know, the music you're allowed to listen to, video platforms, entertainment, access to Western world stuff, religion and so on?
Well, I think the access to the Western world is still pretty strict. Like, people in China, they are not allowed to use Google, Facebook or any social media the rest of the world are using. Winnie the Pooh was banned. South Park was banned as well because they are making fun of Winnie the Pooh. They are comparing Winnie the Pooh and President Xi Jinping.
And Lucy, is communism as strict in China as it is in North Korea?
Don't think so. I think North Korea is worse. I think the people there are living in a life like China 50 years ago. They are still struggling having enough food and clothes.
One specific law in China was a limit to have only one child per family. Does this still apply even today?
No, the law has been changed just a couple of years ago. Now you can have two children.
Oh, okay. So what if somebody had triplets? What would happen there?
That's okay, because it's just the one pregnancy.
So the fact that China is now the world's fastest growing economy, do you feel that this may contribute in some way, you know, to a better life for some people in China, despite the communist regime?
The economy has been getting better. I think it's definitely good for the people. I heard the argument saying, oh, because of the great and glorious Chinese Communist Party, and people in China are living a better life, are so wealthy and things like that. But I don't really agree with that. People were poor in China worse because of the Chinese Communist Party at the first place. If we compare with Hong Kong and China, just under 100 years governed by the British and the Communist Party, Hong Kong has been developed so well, and China had been a poor country for a long time.
Okay, so what do you actually miss about living in China?
I do miss just my country in general, like the culture, my friends, families. I love traveling, and there's still many places I haven't visited in China, so that'd be the thing I most missed most.
Do you mind me asking, would you ever want to go back, or would you prefer to stay here in Ireland?
To be honest, I don't think I will go back to China if the Chinese Communist Party still govern the country. First, because I did join some human rights demonstration abroad, so I do have concerns about my safety.
On a slightly different note, Lucy, what's your opinion on the root cause of COVID-19 virus? Did it actually, you know, initially come from the wet markets in Wuhan, as some people believe?
Well, I'm not sure about where the virus is from. I think there are people are still investigating this, and there are so many versions of where the virus is from.
Is it true, by the way, that the very first confirmed death from the virus was on the 9th of January this year? It was sadly a man who worked in the seafood market in Wuhan.
The first time I heard of this virus, it was the end of December. I was following some YouTube channels. There was a guy, he always gets some information from China, internal information. And he said, I remember pretty clearly, at the end of December, he said there was something like a SARS going on in Wuhan, and they were warning people may not get close to Wuhan if it's not necessary. Funny thing is that I have a couple of colleagues. They were planning to go to China at the beginning of January, and they were asking me things to do in China and things like that. And I mentioned that mentioned about this virus to them, and they were just, it should be okay. There's no official announcement about how serious this thing is, but I do think it's pretty serious that the information probably won't leak to outside.
Okay, according to a write-up in the latest edition of Epoch Times, the CCP finally admitted on the 20th of January this year that the virus was contagious. It's been alleged that authorities knew of its potential to spread much earlier in December of last year. What's your view, Lucy, on this, if you don't mind me asking?
I do believe this is true. As I said, I heard of the virus back in the end of December, and I do think it's really bad. The World Health Organization didn't even report the truth or the fact. As I mentioned, I was having a conversation with my colleagues. Back then, they were still planning to go to China in December. We already know from different channels that this virus is human-human transmittable. But in the World Health Organization's website, it says it's not. So apparently, there's something going on there.
The paper write-up also states that China authorities failed to disclose to its citizens about the severity of the outbreak, choosing to remain silent until it was too late to contain the virus. What do you think?
I totally agree with that. Like, it's not even news anymore. Like, there was a doctor, Steven Liang, he was one of the whistleblowers. He told his friends and colleagues that there's some SARS-like virus going on, and he was caught by the policeman, and he was warned to not spreading the rumors. And turn out, the doctor himself got the virus, and sadly, he died from the virus as well.
And what's your view, Lucy, on the allegations that since the beginning of the outbreak of the virus, the Chinese regime underreported infections and death toll figures?
I'm not surprised that the Chinese government underreported the infections and the death tolls, because they have a long history about telling the wrong numbers, make up numbers. And there are also a lot of facts can approve and underreport the numbers. There was a guy was filming how many dead bodies was sending out from the hospital, and he was disappeared after report those videos. Also, if you just Google the numbers of COVID-19 from different countries, China has a much lower number than even much smaller European countries. I don't really think that's true, because based on the population in China, it just won't be the right number.
On the other hand, would you agree that for here in Ireland, we were actually quite lucky, you know, insofar as our government and national public health emergency team, like they were in a position to see what was going on in other countries who had cases months before we had?
Well, I do feel we are lucky the way our lockdown is not as strict as China. Late January or February, I know some of my friends, they were just literally locked down in their home, and they are not allowed to go out of their home just to get groceries a few days, once a week. But here, we can still go out in within 2 kilometers when it was just strictest period. I think it is okay, but I do think the Irish government could react a bit faster. I think it's also because the World Health Organization didn't report the fact fast enough, kind of affected what Irish government's reaction.
And finally, Lucy, in the Times, there were reports of 6 Chinese citizens suppressed for speaking the truth about COVID-19. And you touched on some already, I know, but 2 of them, in fact, were journalists. Would you like to tell us about one of them?
I was actually following one of the journalists, Chen Qiushi, his YouTube channel. I felt he is a very brave person. He was a lawyer, and then he committed himself to be a journalist for the people in China. He decided to go to Wuhan the day after the lockdown happened in China, and he interviewed a lot of people in the hospital or the citizens in Wuhan. But unfortunately, after a few days or a couple of weeks, he just disappeared. His mom came into the YouTube channel and say her son is disappeared, and there was no one knows where he was gone. And turned out he was put into one of the hospital, even he has no symptoms of the coronavirus.
Right, so we're going to leave it at that. Thanks very much again, Lucy, for joining us today. Wonderful talking with you. And all the very best to you, and take care.
Thank you, Johnny. Nice to be here as well. Thank you.
You're most welcome. Now, that was Chinese national Lucy talking about her life in Ireland compared to in China under CCP, and also about reports how allegedly China's initial cover-up led to the COVID-19 global pandemic.